If you've been following my sick leadership series, you know the usual recipe. A little sarcasm. A dash of pop culture. A spoonful of uncomfortable truth. And a smirk hiding somewhere in the lesson. But this one? This one's different. Still unconventional, still sick, but more raw than roasted. And yeah, it starts with my hair. I've been blessed with great hair. Always have. Never had the urge to dye it. No creeping insecurity. Then the other day I'm watching Squawk Box, two CEOs, both at least 12 years older than me, talking about a multi-billion dollar merger. They both had enough Botox to give Joan Rivers a run. And one had a head of majestic ink black hair straight out of the Wonder Years. Kevin. I'm talking about Kevin. And I'm thinking, how authentic are we really, as leaders? Especially at the top. Ego has this nasty habit of tricking us. Convincing us that if we look the part, we are the part. That's the ego trap. And it's dangerous. Authenticity? That's the opposite. It's when the frame matches the picture. I learned this the hard way. After my late wife, Tanya, passed away from a long battle with Huntington's disease, I took a sabbatical in the Florida Keys. Fishing. Smoking. Hard to believe for those who know me now. Drinking Cuban coffee. Trying to let the saltwater put me back together. I wasn't chasing optics. I was chasing real. One morning, my guide cut the engine. The silence was thick. The water slapping the hull. I remembered Hemingway's words. Try to be alive. You will be dead soon enough. And I let it in. The sun. The salt. The ache. The reminder that if I'm not going to be real now, when will I be? Authenticity in leadership is the same as authenticity in grief. You can't fake it. And the research backs this up. Incongruence is contagious. When leaders pretend to be something they're not, teams learn to fake it too. Ego fuels fragility. If your identity depends on the mask, every challenge feels like a personal attack. Authenticity builds safety. Teams trust leaders who show both strengths and cracks. The cost of the superficial? At the highest levels, it's not just about looking fake. It's about losing the ability to see the truth about yourself. And when you can't see yourself clearly, you can't see your team clearly either. Hemingway didn't fake it. He didn't need the hair dye. He didn't need the Botox. He didn't need the filter. He lived by this. When you laugh, laugh like hell. And when you get angry, get good and angry. Try to be alive. You will be dead soon enough. That's not just advice for life. That's advice for leadership. The world will break you. Real leaders, sick leaders, get strong at the broken places. Not by hiding the cracks, but by owning them. So, here's your leadership challenge. Next time you feel the urge to fake it, pause. Take a breath. Taste the food. Breathe deeply. Laugh like hell. Get good and angry when you need to. And above all, be alive. Because you'll be dead soon enough.